So I want to take the time to talk about fighting the urge to withdraw. In the Bible, it talks about how Jesus often withdrew to desolate places to pray. But it also talks in the Bible about how it's foolish to withdraw because that's the rejection of wisdom. As people, withdrawal into solitude is only supposed to be temporary and it's only to get into the presence of God. But oftentimes we go through things, and I'm speaking out of personal perspective, oftentimes we go through things where we in a period of life where we feel misunderstood. Never withdraw due to feeling misunderstood, because that's the enemy trying to distort your view of your life. He's trying to distort your perception of your reality. He's trying to make you not feel about the people that are in your life the way that you should feel. Always understand that somebody somewhere can understand you. God strategically places people in our life that were put there for the sake of being able to understand us. Otherwise, he wouldn't have gave us those people just so that we could be more confused. Remember in the book of James, it says that God is not the author of confusion, right? So he would not place people in your life that leave you feeling confused, that leave you feeling lost, that leave you feeling misunderstood. You just have to be mindful to take things to him so that he can make you aware of who to take it to. But the desire to withdraw comes from a place of unrighteous isolation. It comes from a place that provokes depression. It comes from a place of frustration. And all of these are qualities of the enemy, right? What he seeks to do is get you into solitude so that he can make your temptations amplify. I'll break down what I'm saying to you. It's a divide and conquer method. If he knows that you're in a community, right? In the word of God, it says, where two or more are gathered in my name, there I am in the midst. So in order to keep you from having God in the midst, he has to eliminate the two or more. Because he can't be in between where there's not more than one source, right? He can be with you. He's going to be with you everywhere that you go. But it's easier for you to fall into sin. It's easier to fall into condemnation when you allow for yourself to be separated from the help that God placed in your life. And the easiest tactic to do that is through you feeling misunderstood. So always remember, when you go through phases where you feel like nobody understands you, that's when it's time to cling the tightest to the people who have been with you the entire way, because I'm telling you, that's a trick and a lie of the enemy. Don't fall victim to his devices. Don't fall victim to a misunderstood image because of a temporary situation. Sometimes people don't get it. Sometimes people need clarification. It's really that simple. Clarify for the people that love you. Clarify for the people that you love, because those are people who are working diligently to help you, working diligently to understand you, and they're not in your mind, so it's not their duty to have a telepathic ability that allows for them to know what you're going through without you explaining. We have to do a good job of explaining when we're going through things. Ask people to pray for you. Let them know what you're struggling with. Make them aware that if I respond uncharacteristically, it's because I'm going through XYZ. Now they know how to passively respond to you. Remember, the word of God says that a harsh word stirs up anger. But on the flip side of it, that peaceful words can turn away wrath. You need people who are able to be peaceful with you even when you show uncharacteristic traits, because that's love. Love is patient. Love is kind. Love keeps no record of wrongdoing. It endures until the end. But there's no way that you can feel that love if you isolate yourself. I'm telling you right now that God is not calling you into a place of solitude. He's calling you into a place of healthy community. But you have to go out and allow for people to love you first. You have to allow for people to love you in order to know if you're even loved. Don't be fooled. Don't withdraw yourself. We only withdraw to pray. For a temporary time before we go back out into the community of those who can refill us. Word of God says, delight yourself in the Lord and he will make straight all your paths. Right? He will give you the desires of your heart. The desire of everybody's heart is companionship. But you'll never have that companionship if you put yourself in a position where you're too isolated or too afraid to experience the love that comes with trial and error. God bless y'all.